In San Francisco, a rally organized to protest police actions in Compton was held on Thursday, May 23rd. Over 300 people attended this rally, which was sponsored by several San Francisco community groups, including the Western Addition Project Area Committee, or WAPAC, and the United Prisoners Union. We'll now hear portions of that rally.
And to say very clearly, from the standpoint of people who were involved in the food program, and the standpoint of the people who received the food, to blow away the statement that we hear in the press frequently and from so-called radical and revolutionary leaders, that to the contrary to what they say, the SLA did do something for poor people. Not only did they see to it that $2 million of food, or roughly that amount, was distributed to poor people, not only was it distributed, it was not so much distributed to the working class that we hear so much about, but it was distributed to the people who don't work, haven't worked, and not going to work because they have not been and are not allowed to. And not only did they see to it that this food was distributed, but I think a more important part that they did for everyone is prove that while we're always told, many of us that are in community groups that have day in and day out conversations with the establishment or the ruling class or whatever, you know, your particular political persuasion makes you call those people. But not only do, when we have our day in and day out contact with them, we're always told the question of time. That you're right, we realize that people need these things, but it takes time. But when a program is in the interest of the people of that class, it only takes a matter of days. It only takes a matter of days to move to get things organized and move to put certain goods in the hands of the people. But it's not until they feel pressured for whatever reason is that thing done. What we want to stress is that contrary to what's said in the press is that what happened with the SLA is not an end, but we hope it's a beginning, a future. Frankly, a beginning in terms of the fact that we hope certain things will be illustrated to people in this country about needs and about the seriousness that some people take when they talk about those needs. We think if that fact was ever recognized by the people who have power and was ever appreciated by the people who have power, we wouldn't have such situations that we had in LA Friday.